My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Flory is disappointed that Davin got mugged, and she wants Davin to make her feel better. Flory then gets mad when Davin suggests to her that she goes to the U.S. Embassy. Is Flory dumb or heartless? Then we move on to Davin's other scammer, Agnes, and Davin has a question for her. But first, what if the scammers had their own show and they were baiting us? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, make me feel happy, please. I go, how would you like me to do that? She goes, please try for me. I waited for the whole day, for this, for me, to receive your message, only to hear this story. I feel so disappointed.
I'm sorry that my mugging disappointed you.
Wow.
Wow.
That's my baby.
Bitch.
I'd be like, hey, fuck you, man.
Really? No.
Fake Davin doesn't work that way.
Okay.
My bad luck disappoints you? I'm sorry.
My ass kicked. Yeah. If only I was killed. So she wants me to make her feel better. Right. So I say, do you want me to tell you a joke?
I want you to.
It won't be one of mine, so you can feel better.
Right.
I go, it's not like I'm happy with how this turned out. I could think of better ways to spend a day than healing broke and having wounded pride. She goes, what do want me to do now with 4 question marks?
What do want me?
All right. First of all, what the fuck did you just say? We'll work to take it from there.
I speak curry, so I understood. I go, I don't know.
Stink. Stupid.
Back to the story. I go, I don't know. I can't help you till I heal and get more money. I still think you should go to the embassy. Why are you so stubborn? I will never know. Because she wants to leave the country.
Yeah.
She could go to the embassy. She's an American Hawaiian citizen.
Of course.
In the Benin Republic.
Of course she is.
She goes, you don't want to talk on phone with me. You don't want to send me money to take a little care for myself now. You are telling me that I am stubborn. No, this is
you don't well. Went is so funny. You don't went. You don't went. Oh, God.
She's just such a reject.
I go, yes, I don't want to help you, which is why I got my ass kicked to try to do just that. Flory, please leave me alone. You obviously appreciate none of my efforts to help you.
True.
She goes, no, I don't think so. Ellipsis.
Wait a minute. No, I don't think so. I don't appreciate any of your help.
I go, you are either extremely dumb or extremely heartless.
That's great.
What could it be?
Say a little bit of both.
Anybody in the chat room want to chime in? Which one do you think it is?
Sprinkling of each, yeah.
We'll qualify somebody. Is Flory dumb or heartless? She goes, stop using that kind of words with me on me, please.
Stop using that kind of words.
Stop using those big words.
I go, well, you do not appreciate what I've tried to do for you, and you just feel sorry for yourself.
Good boy.
Can't take it anymore.
Good boy.
She goes, I never believe your stories because I don't see any proof on it, so stop pretending as if you do it all yesterday. Why don't say it out? You're a man, not woman.
You heard her.
Commas are for pussies.
Said.
Punctuation's for faggots. What? Joe? Padua?
Let's say you man, woman, child, beast.
Take that to the bank.
You are man, not woman. You have disappointed me enough every time you come up with different stories. Upon all I beg you yesterday, now I see it all. I don't.
Right. You don't understand
it
all either.
That's perfectly clear now.
I go, believe what you want. If that makes you sleep well, then believe that. If all my stories are false, then why did I used to call you and spend money to talk to somebody I cared about very much? You're unbelievable. Leave me alone, Flory. I guess I'm twice the fool for believing you a change. Let me heal in peace.
Trouble in paradise.
Yes.
She goes, I will pray for you. Thanks. And I go, and I will pray for you.
Yeah.
God be with you.
And also with you.
And I said,
that
and with
like
you,
a curse. Yeah. That sounds like a curse. God be with you. God be with you.
And the voice, too. I go, I really did try. I'm sorry you did not see that. She goes, please stop telling me you try. I don't want to ears that I anymore.
What?
Please stop telling me you try. I don't want to ears that I anymore. What don't you understand, Joe? What's wrong with you?
I guess I didn't ears it correctly.
I guess you did not.
Ears it.
I go, okay, sorry. She goes, you're sorry. I go, and now the name calling begins. You never changed at all, Flory. Right now, I'm thankful I got mugged yesterday. It would appear that fate was better than sending you more your precious money. Maybe God was watching over me after all. She goes, so when are you intend to leave the hospital?
I'm going to live the hospital. Live in the
hospital.
I'm going
to go on a gurney. I'm going to be rolled down. I'm going to be hooked up to IV. I'm going to go on the nurse with. I'm going to go on the rounds with the nurse. I'm going to live the hospital.
I go, Flora, you do not care, so do not ask. You've made that very clear. Let's just part ways. She goes, okay, but I do cares.
She does care, Steph.
I go, no, you don't. You did what you always do. Turn only when things do not go your way.
And then bitch when I kind of had the balls to live through a horrible fucking thing.
Yeah.
Gunshots, beatings.
That's rough being me. Yeah, I don't need that, especially while I recover. She goes, I pray you heal soon, honey. And that was Flory on December 19th.
What a bitch.
Boy, is she a bitch. Heartless.
Totally. Heartless. Yeah, no, you're telling us she goes off on this. I love it when she gets upset because then she really, the whole language breaks down. Man, woman, you, not man, woman, beast, dog,
From what I hears, I don't
think hears.
It's like she's always got it, like she goes off and then she's like, oh, back to the script. I need the money. Back to the script. I need the money.
I know.
But, you know, we never heard a man when we talked to her. It was always her who we woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was always
her
who answered the phone. She's
and
not...
we did wake her ass out of bed.
You can hear that. We used to call up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then she turned around and woke you up.
No. That was That was Belinda playing the part of Agnes.
Belinda. Oh, right.
All right. Now, when we last left December 19th, Joe, when we last left, we're going to get to December 19th, I should clarify. Last week we covered that I actually was in contact with the people on Agnes's page after she came out.
Really?
I actually spoke to them.
Yeah.
One of them she did ask money for, though she denied and then admitted to.
Yes.
And one, believe it or not, the one who loved her, she never asked money for, and that was true.
Hmm.
She never asked them for money. So we were a little perplexed.
Yeah, that is confusing.
So we had our moments.
She scams some and falls for others.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway. So when we last left last week, I had told her I had an important question to ask her.
Yes.
Mm.
It was a cliffhanger.
I'm waiting for the rock.
All right. If you smell what the rock is bringing to Ghana.
It smells a lot like deer tongue.
Well, you ruined my image. You ruined Zombo. All right. So this is December 19th.
Joe Padilla says, you know, it would be great if this whole time this was actually a Ghanaian radio bit as well, and they think they're catfishing some stymie comic from Jersey.
Well, they'd be right.
Like we actually talked about that. Of what if it's like a radio show in Ghana and they're trying to screw us?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.